قال رب إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي فغفر له إنه هو الغفور الرحيم قال رب بما أنعمت علي فلن أكون ظهيرا للمجرمين صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had come into the city of Cairo, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had seen two people fight. One was from amongst the Bani Israel, and the other a person from the people of Fir'aun, who was an oppressor. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was asked to assist the person of the Bani Israel, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam struck the other person, and in that person had passed on, he had passed away. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam immediately said, "Hada min amali shaytan," this is from the action of shaytan. "Innahu aduwwun mudillun mubin," certainly he is an enemy and a manifest deviator. Thereafter Musa alayhi salatu wasalam turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he seeks the forgiveness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and he says, "Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi," O Allah, certainly I have wronged myself. Now here Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in trying to assist one person, struck a blow to the other. There was no intention of any murder, but to ward the person away, because he was making zulam, he was oppressing an Israeli person, a person from the tribe of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But obviously, when there was no intention of any murder, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had also realized and understood that here is a person that had passed on, and he sought forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responded also immediately, faghfirli, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him, faghfarala, then Allah Rabbul Izzat had forgiven him. Some ulama have stated that immediately Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed or inspired to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that I have forgiven you, and hence, innahu huwal ghafurur rahim, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, Allah is most compassionate, He is ar-Rahim, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgave Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Here there is one important aspect as to the forgiveness of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and its reason. One is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala up to that point in time had never commanded Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to make jihad against those who had disbelieved. On the other hand, we find in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a sahabi, Hazrat Mughira ibn Shu'ba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in a state of kufr before he accepted Islam, he was on friendly terms with some of the kuffar, some of the infidels, and Mughira ibn Shu'ba remained with them in this condition and state where there was a mutual understanding of peace. And then Mughira ibn Shu'ba killed one or two of them, and he had taken the goods and belongings. And at that time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or shortly thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him the tawfiq. Allah had blessed him, and he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he had done this, he also presented Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the goods that he had taken from those persons. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Mughira ibn Shu'ba that, "With regards to your Islam, that I have accepted. But with regards to these goods, I have absolutely nothing to do with it." And in one narration, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to Mughira ibn Shu'ba that this is the wealth of deceit. This is a wealth of deception, and hence I have got absolutely nothing to do with this wealth. So there Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam indicated to us that in a community and a society where we are Muslims and we are living with non-Muslims, one is a peace pact that is written, one is a peace pact that is verbal, and one is by implication, and that is, it is implied that when both Muslims and non-Muslims remain in a situation of peace between the two of them, then that is also regarded as a peace pact, and then it does not become permissible for a Muslim to take the life of a non-Muslim, nor is it permissible for a Muslim to take away the wealth of a non-Muslim. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَغَفَرَ لَهُ, Allah had inspired Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that Allah had forgiven him, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, قَالَ رَبِّي بِمَا أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ, O my Rabb, O my Allah, because of the fact that you have blessed me, and that was the one blessing that Allah had blessed him with, and that was of forgiveness, فَلَنْ أَكُونَ ظَهِيرًا لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ, I will never become a supporter, a helper of a wrongdoer, of a sinner. And here again, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam shows us another aspect of it, is that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had forgiven, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had come to his realization, and this is the lessons that Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam has always left us with, that we should never ever, after breaking a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it was voluntarily, whether it was involuntarily, we should condone that action. For others and I, for ourselves also, we should never justify those deeds and those actions, but turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah Rabbul Izzat for forgiveness. Now here he says, فَلَنْ أَكُونَ ظَهِيرًا لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ, that I will never become a helper to a wrongdoer again. It becomes apparent from here that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam may have also realized that that person from the Bani Israel was also not an innocent person. He was either a wrongdoer also in this issue between him and the person from the tribe of Fir'aun, the Coptic person, or alternatively, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had realized that he was also a person that was transgressive, one that looked for fitna, one that created chaos in the earth, and hence Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made the statement, may Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.